And this is WICE's Community Connection. Thanks so much for tuning in this weekend. I'm station manager Phil Tower in our WICE studios with Jazz McKay. Jazz is executive director of the Grand Rapids Pride Center. We're just days away. Don't tell Jazz that. There might be a calendar on the Pride Center site. Counting down to the days of the festival, June 17th in downtown Grand Rapids on Calder Plaza. They are in studio with us to talk about, well, just a great festival, a great event, 35 years in the making. Mm-hmm. Jazz McKay, thanks for being here with us.
Hey, hey.
Good to have you in studio. And it's been a while since, you were telling me before we started recording, it's been almost 4 years since you've been here. That's like pre-COVID. And yep. We've all been staring at each other through cameras. How did COVID affect Pride Festival? Were you shut down for a couple of years?
Yes. So we definitely had to cancel our Pride Festival in 2020. And then in 2021, we tried to do it virtually, which is definitely not the same.
Nope.
So we were super happy to come back in person last year. Super happy to do it again this year.
And we're glad that you are back June 17th at Calder Plaza. We're going to be talking about the Pride Festival. I want to talk about Grand Rapids Pride Center. Most everything that Jazz and I talk about is available at grpride.org. You're kind of right. Do you call that the heart of Easttown? You are in the
heart
of Easttown. Just off of Wealthy and, or actually Lake Drive, I should say, on Atlas Street. You've got the Pride Center there. You've been there for a while, but the mission of the Grand Rapids Pride Center is empowering LGBTQ plus community through supportive services and awareness. And it hasn't been easy being an LGBTQ plus person in West Michigan. Let's face it, I remember 35 years ago, the controversy, having a Pride celebration downtown, it just was a crazy time. Thankfully,
yep.
We are fast forwarded to 2023, a much more inclusive city. I don't know how long you've been here. I want to talk a little bit about your background and how you became executive director of the Grand Rapids Pride Center. I got to believe there's an interesting story here, Jazz McKay.
It is. It's a fun story. I was actually on the board of directors in 2020. So from 2018 to 2020, I was on the board of directors. And as I was about to end my term on board of directors, the previous executive director had, you know, dealt with some health challenges that he needed to handle, and reached out and just said, "Hey, I need you to kind of help be the interim while we try to figure out, you know, what we're doing and figure out, you know, who the next person is." And I took over the organization in the middle of a pandemic when literally at the start of the year, we had about $700 in our bank account and our budget was $200,000. So I took over. And one of my biggest goals was, while I was waiting for us to hire someone else, because in my mind, I was a therapist, not a business person, my goal was to help increase our funds so that the next ED could benefit from that.
Sure.
And here we are, I guess, on that next ED 2 years later.
You never expected yourself to be in that leadership role.
Absolutely not. I've never been a formal business person, I guess I'll say. So, you know, I'm definitely more in the feelings realm. So I can be that support person to help talk through issues, but definitely did not see myself being in charge of things. But it's been a great ride. I've definitely learned a lot.
No regrets after 2 years.
No regrets.
Good.
I love living life and I try not to have any regrets. Definitely things that I can learn from in those 2 years, but nothing to be regretful for.
Well, looking back now in the 2+ years with your leadership of Grand Rapids Pride Center, man, you just painted a real picture for our listeners. $700 in your account, $200,000 budget. How did you get people to rally behind you? And a lot of people would be lost, Jazz, without the Pride Center. And
absolutely,
it was a very important thing to rally people behind that mission. Can you talk a little bit about that? How you kind of just fell into this and got the Pride Center back to where it needed to be.
Yeah, we've definitely grown so much in the last 2 years. I think it was just being authentic and being myself. And that's not saying the other directors weren't, but it was just a breath of fresh air for a time that we needed it. 2020 was hard for so many different reasons. And so to be able to come in and just speak to that humanness of everyone, we all were dealing with COVID. We all were dealing with the pandemic, right? So little things like sexuality and gender kind of, you know, like went to the background because we were all experiencing this pandemic. We were all trying to figure out what that was like, how to live. We were all experiencing the ups, the downs, the lefts, the rights. So I think really just being able to speak to people and that humanity really resonated with folks.
That's very true. It was tough for a lot of people. You have a background, you're trained as a therapist, and really so much of having a healthy emotional outlook is being able to connect with people. And we kind of all lost that. Other than, it, you know, if you didn't have a close-knit family unit, especially if you live by yourself, and I know you probably knew some folks who really felt isolated, really felt cut off during that time.
Yeah, it was hard. I mean, because then on the flip side of that, what we saw a lot with our community was, you know, maybe LGBTQ folks that had to stay home where normally, you know, they were escaping to other friends' houses or they would, you know, be at school. So we had a lot of folks that had to go back home to an unsafe environment. So being able to still offer them a solace, you know, we moved all of our programs and services virtually. And, you know, yeah, it's tough. And now 3 years later, we can't stand virtual. But it was definitely beneficial to keep that connection going during that pandemic.
Jasmine Kay is with us. They are the executive director of the Grand Rapids Pride Center, grpride.org, and the Grand Rapids Pride Festival. Now in its 35 years of celebrating this great event on Saturday, June 17th, it's coming up. Before we talk about the Pride Festival, I want to just take a quick minute. How are people connecting with you today? Is it through support groups? Is it all kinds of things? How do people get in touch with a GR Pride Center? And what kinds of things are you seeing people reach out to you and your staff at the Pride Center for in 2023?
Yeah, definitely social and support groups. So still having that social element with a little bit of support on the side, you know, definitely reaching out to us. We kind of revamped our health equity program that was more indicative of what we saw being health being more holistic. So beforehand, you know, health was kind of very like, oh, okay, we're going to manage physical health. That's health, or, you know, internal health. Whereas we really tried to revamp it to be able to address mental health, emotional health, spiritual health, physical health. We know all of those things are connected. So that's definitely a big piece that we've focused on a lot. So folks reach out to us at any time for resources. And I mean, they reach out to, you know, hey, I need an LGBT inclusive doctor that can help me, you know, do hormone therapy, to, you know, I am an LGBT employer and I need a discrimination lawyer, to I just want a yoga studio that's inclusive, right? So they reach out to us for all sorts of different reasons, and being able to help with that. And you know, we're a community center, so we may not have all the answers, but we definitely know a lot of people and have a lot of partnerships with folks that may be able to do services that we can't.
We've come a long way in this city in Grand Rapids, but there are still barriers out there people are running into,
yes,
right?
Yep. The biggest barrier we're seeing right now is housing. We are getting calls and emails at least 5 times a day of folks asking for help with eviction. Folks, you know, we just gave away a tent and sleeping bag to someone who came into our office yesterday because their family kicked them out for being trans and they had nowhere to go. The friends that were trying to maybe be supportive wanted to charge them per night to sleep there. And they're like, I don't have a job. How am I supposed to pay for this? So they ended up having to sleep outside. So, you know, having resources like that available, but housing in Grand Rapids is wild.
Yeah, it's we could spend another 15, 20 minutes just talking about that alone. And I'm glad to hear that, because sometimes it's just as simple as helping someone who's been rejected, turned away mm-hmm. by a place they should have never been rejected and turned away by. And that can be really affirming. And you know, connecting with more people who can get that person the resources they need. I don't want to run out of time without talking about the Pride Festival. Speaking of connections and empowerment, that's coming up on June 17th at Calder Plaza. What should people know about this year's amazing Grand Rapids Pride Festival? It's going to be sunny and 75 degrees. It's going to be perfect weather.
From your ears.
What should they know, Jasmine Kay?
We are going to have a good time. That's what they should know. You know, we're going to have over 150 street vendors. We're going to have some good entertainment led by our headliner, Robin S. We have an awesome family fun zone, so kind of geared towards young children and teenagers. We're going to be, you know, selling some good merch. We have our beer garden that will be featured by a lot of local organizations and breweries and spirits. Yeah, we're just going to have a good time. We definitely grew again this year. So normally we stop it at Lion, but this year we're actually extending it down to Pearl. So we'll Great. Have more room. We're going to have testing services there. Vaccines are going to be there. I'm going to be there. So it's going to be a good time.
Besides, obviously, entertainment, there will be some talks. What mm-hmm. else? I mean, 150 vendors. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of different things. Food, entertainment. What else can people expect?
Oh, our food court's going to be good. We got over 15 food trucks that are coming. So we're partnering with Great Food Trucks Association to really put on a good time, good food, good variety of food. So dessert type foods, you know, heavy foods, light foods, you know, tacos, burgers, elephant ears, right? Good festival food. So that's going to be great. I know I will be taking part in that all day. But most importantly, come out and see the community. I think that's the best part about Pride, is being able to see the community, see that we are here, see that the beautiful, vast amount of the LGBTQ community being happy and free and joyful, and being able to take time to just be themselves without having to worry about all this stuff going on in the world. And, you know, if we can be a part of just giving them at least one day where they can feel safe and free and joyful, that's what we want to do. So all this rest of the stuff is great. I just want the community to have a good time.
That's well said. And here's the important thing. There's no charge to get in. There's no admission.
Absolutely
for the Grand
free.
Rapids Pride Festival. But if you will, please bring some money to support the Pride Center. The donations really help. I know Jazz doesn't even have to tell me this, but I know they would say the significant amount of their funding comes from really generous, impactful donors who make sure that we have a vibrant Pride Center in Grand Rapids. So if you're heading down to Pride, whether you're LGBTQ+, whether you're straight, well, whoever you are, just make sure you consider making a generous donation in support of the Pride Center. You will thank yourself later on. You can even become a sponsor if your business would like to make sure they are part of the Pride Festival. Jazz won't say this either, but you can get a hold of them at the Pride Center and reach out to become a sponsor. But just attend and just celebrate what it means to live in a great city where we can welcome people with open arms. Mm-hmm. And that inclusivity is way better than it was 35 years ago. I'm here to tell you. Any final thoughts for our listeners, Jasmine Kay?
Yeah, I mean, 100% of our donations go right back into our programs and services, and being able to offer all of the resources that we have and the partnerships at our organization. So come on out, have a good time, donate a couple dollars if you can, because even if everybody who shows up donates $2, that will raise $50,000. So no yeah. amount is too small.
Yeah, you heard it. They are inviting you. There's really no reason not to attend Grand Rapids Pride Festival on June 17th, Calder Plaza. Everything starts at noon. Jasmine Kay, Executive Director of the Grand Rapids Pride Center, grpride.org. To learn more, they've been our guest on this segment of Community Connection. from WYCE. Jazz, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That's our program for this week. We'll catch you next week here on WYCE.